بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
حسين حسين King of Martyrs. حسين حسين has been slaughtered. حسين حسين Hussain, Hussain, all his people.
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
We all grew up with love of Hussain. We all grew up with love of Hussain. We pray to live a life like Hussain. We pray to live a life like Hussain. Thanks for love of 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 Hussain. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام على الحسين.
وعلى علي بن الحسين.
وعلى أولاد الحسين.
وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليكم to our friends around the world. May Allah bless you.
And your families.
And your communities. السلام عليكم زهرة.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Zahra Zaidi and I'm going to 6th grade at Rise Academy.
Alhamdulillah. Zahra is one of the active students at Rise Academy. May Allah bless you and your parents. Welcome to our 4th episode of Rise With Us, a program sponsored by Al-Kisa Foundation, Rise Academy, Sabah Islamic Center, and partnership with CABTV. And special salam to the viewers of CABTV around the world. Why don't we start our program by taking our hearts to Karbala and saying salam to the King of Martyrs.
Karbala!
को जब पिलाओगे करबला वाले याद आएंगे
पानी प्यासों को जब पिलाओगे करबला वाले याद आएंगे पानी प्यासों को जब पिलाओगे
कोई मर जा
Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. When I see these scenes of Karbala, Zahra, I remember the ziyarah trip that we all went together. Do you remember the shrines that we visited in that trip?
Yeah.
Can you tell us which shrines we were blessed to visit during the trip?
Imam Reza's shrine.
Imam Reza alayhi salam.
Imam Hussein's shrine.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Hazrat Abbas's shrine.
Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam.
And
we went to Najaf, right?
Imam Ali.
Imam Ali alayhi salam. And then we went to Qazimain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we visited Imam Qazim alayhi salam and
Imam
Jawad alayhi salam. And then we went to Samarra, and that was so special. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we visited the Sardab of the 12th Imam. and the shrine of his father, Imam Hassan Askari, and Imam Hadi alayhi salam. So tonight we have a virtual ziyarah. We're going to visit the shrine of one of the imams. Inshallah, in our programs in Muharram and Safar, we will have a special program about the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Hazrat Abu al-Fadl Abbas. But for tonight, our crew are in the shrine of Imam Ali ibn Musa Raza alayhi salam. And we have a special guest, Maulana Ihsan Ahmadi, will be talking to us about the etiquettes of making ziyarah. And why do we go and visit the shrines of Ahlul Bayt? So with that introduction, let's go and take our hearts to Mashhad. And I pray that every single one of you have the opportunity and blessing to visit the shrines of Ahlul Bayt in the upcoming year. Sallallahu alayki ya Ali ibn Musa Raza. Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa Raza al-Murtaza.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وأهلك أعدائهم. Dear brothers and sisters, جميعاً سلام عليكم. It's an honor and privilege to actually have this session on the side of the beautiful and beloved 8th Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridha عليه الصلاة والسلام in the city of Mashhad. You may be wondering, what is this session about? Well, actually, today we're going to have a very brief discussion on why is it important to actually offer a pilgrimage of our A'immat al-Ma'sumin, our infallible imams, especially our 8th imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa Raza alayhi salatu wassalam. So perhaps this question may have already popped in your minds, that why do a lot of Muslims, especially the Shias, actually go to perform a ziyarat of the Ma'sumin? Whether it's in city of Mashhad, whether it's in city of Karbala, city of Najaf, so on and so forth. Well, the answer to that one has so many aspects. Let me just give you a simple one. As you all know, as Muslims, we believe in the hereafter, which means that we say that when the time of death comes, that's not the end for us. Rather, it's just the beginning. So basically, when we go for ziyarat, depending on the person that we are performing the ziyarat for, we are trying to seek and benefit from all of the spirituality from that person. Is it only a spirituality? The answer is no. So in a way, whenever we want anything in terms of material and spirituality, we go to the source of it. Who is the source of it? Within the school of thought that we practice, the source of that is, as we call it, the infallible imam, including our imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa Raza. So why do we go for ziyarah? Number one, we go there to benefit from the pure spirit and the soul of the imam. In that case, we're trying to actually become pure just like him. So in a way, we benefit from his purification. Number two, why do we go for ziyarat? We go to ziyarat, why? Because we go there to actually ask for forgiveness. Well, can we do this at home? The answer is yes. So what's the benefit of going to the holy shrine of an imam? You know what the answer is? It is this, that when you go to the holy shrine of any imam, infallible imam, you actually enter a place in which that place is a place for the angels to come and go. It is a place for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to constantly be bestowing on that place. So basically, we are trying to take ourselves to a place which is completely pure and is like, you know, the place of the coming and the going of the angels. Why? Because we want to find that connection with number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make that heart connection with the Imam al-Ma'asum as well. So once again, why do we go to Ziyarat? We go to Ziyarat to pay our allegiance to the Imam al-Ma'asum and make sure that we follow his footsteps in practicing the true Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
کبوترات یه نگاهیم بکن به زیر پات، من اومدم پیش تو زانو زدم، خودمم خوب میدونم چقدر بدم، خبر دارم از همه دل میبری، دلای شکسته رو خوب میخری، قرارم این صاحب اختیارم این واسه من همین.
That was a beautiful clip, and I hope that you enjoyed visiting virtually the Shrine of Imam Reza alayhi salam. You know, in the Shrine of Imam Reza, do you remember the pigeons? They were all over the Haram. And speaking of pigeons, you know, there is a lesson that we can learn from birds. You know, we live in the Bay Area, and there are a lot of places for us to watch the birds. And when you watch the birds, have you ever thought, how do the birds fly?
Yeah.
So, how do they fly?
Well, they flap their wings, and then when they get enough air, they soar.
Oh, so you're saying they have like strong muscles, mm-hmm. They flap the wing, and because there is air, they're able to fly? Which means if a bird is flying in space, can they fly?
No.
Because?
There's no air.
Because there is no air. So, you have to push down on something in order to go
up.
That's an important lesson for us. In life, sometimes we have to push down things that maybe we want to do, desires, the word nafs, in order to go higher and higher and elevate ourselves. Sometimes we have to say no. Sometimes we have to say no to our friends, right? Maybe they're inviting us to do something that we shouldn't be doing. So just because we want to be with them, or we want to please them, or we don't want them to think that, okay, hey, you're a weirdo. No, you don't want to do that. So it's important, Zahra, and all my friends at home, to be able to say no, right? And remember, when you say no, why are you saying no?
Because that's not the right thing to do.
Very good. And remember that, yes, your friends are watching, but more importantly, who is watching?
Allah.
Allah is watching. So you say no because of?
Allah.
Because of Allah. Qurbatan in Allah. And that's a very, very important lesson because we want to get closer to Allah. قُرْبَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ. So sometimes to get closer and to elevate and fly higher, you have to push down. And that's a lesson that we can all learn from the birds and the way they fly. SubhanAllah, there's so much hikmat and lessons that we can learn from the nature around us. With that introduction, I invite you to tonight's majlis, led by Maulana Sayyid Abazar Wahidi. And tonight's majlis is dedicated to a very special personality that wanted to fly high and help his uncle when there was nobody left to help his uncle. Sallallahu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah al-Husayn.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters. First of all, I would like to give my condolences to Imam for our time, and second of all, to all of you for the days of the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his shafa'a in the day of judgment, insha'Allah. There is a very beautiful surah in Quran, and the name of that surah is Mu'mineen. Mu'mineen means the faithful ones. Ayah number one says, successful indeed are the believers, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And the rest of the first page actually is talking about the signs of the believers and the signs of the successful people. Now inshallah today I'm going to share some of them. So ayah number two says, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, who are humble in their prayers. So one of the main signs of a successful person, of a good believer and faithful person, is to pray humbly, with humbleness, with khushu', not just to do it as a wajib, as an wajib act. No, to do it for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first group that we learn is the worshippers. They are the successful people. And the second group that we learn is in Surah Al-A'raf as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about them. Ayah number 8, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And the measuring that day will be just, and whoever's scale is heavy, those shall be prosperous. They have so much good deeds in their a'mal. Now the third group of people who are not stingy, they give charity. They give charity to poor people, to orphans, to those who are needy. Not just their money, even they spend their time. They give charity, their time, their kindness to those people. The fourth group are the people of party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala inna hizballahi humul muflihun. They are the side of Allah. No matter what, even sometimes probably it's against their own wills, but they take the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So that's another group, the fourth group of successful people. The fifth group is made up of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot, not just with their tongues, even with their hearts. So their heart and their tongue, all the time they talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sixth group is those who struggle for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they work hard for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the best examples for that is Abdullah ibn al-Hasan alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a young boy. He was the son of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, obviously he loved the Imam of his time. He loved his uncle Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wa salam. When he saw the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam, they're surrounding his uncle in the battlefield, trying to attack him, he couldn't rest anymore. He was trying very hard to run away from Sayyida Zainab to go to the battlefield in order to help Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Remember, he was a very, very young boy. And he was very brave. And finally, he freed himself from Sayyida Zainab. And he went to the battlefield. He came closer to Imam al-Husayn. He saw Bahr ibn Ka'b, one of the enemies of Imam al-Husayn, is standing and holding his sword above him, alayhi salam, about to strike Imam al-Husayn. Abdullah shouted on him and said, "You want to kill my uncle? You want to kill the Imam of my time, Imam Husayn? While I'm alive, you will never hurt my uncle Imam al-Husayn. I will be defending Imam of my time." Remember, he was a very young boy. As soon as Bahr ibn Ka'b brought his sword down, Abdullah put his hand in front of it to protect Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. But his sword was very sharp. Abdullah's hand couldn't take it. And the sword chopped off his hand, and he sacrificed himself for the sake of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, the Imam of his time. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Labbayka ya Husayn, labbayka ya Husayn, لبيك يا حسين 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 زمان طمو حرام حسكام نسيجنا ما تام حسكام The time to wear black and take out The parchment علام حسكام زمان طمو حرام حسكام نسيجنا ما تام حسكام The time to wear black and take out The parchment علام حسكام لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين حسين بن علي حسكام زينب بنت علي حسكام The champion of Karbala Abbas ibn Ali حسكام حسين ibn Ali حسكام زينب ibn Ali حسكام The champion of Karbala Abbas ibn Ali حسكام لبيك يا حسين 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 The caravan of Ahlul Bayt has reached the land of Karbala. This is the final resting place for Ahlul Bayt al-Mustafa. The caravan of Ahlul Bayt has reached the land of Karbala. This is the final resting place for Ahlul Bayt al-Mustafa. لبيك يا حسين 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 لبيك يا حسين. This is where they will ban water from the children of Fatima. This is where they will crunch their thirst with the arrow of Harmala. This is where they will ban water from the children of Fatima. This is where they will crunch their thirst with the arrow of Harmala. With the arrow of Armala, labbaik ya Hussein, labbaik ya Hussein, labbaik ya Hussein, baik ya Hussein. This is labbaik ya Hussein, labbaik ya Hussein. بيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين. This is where you can hear the voice of Azan of Ali Akbar, Mother Rabab singing sadly lullaby for thirsty askar. This is where you can hear the voice of Azan of Ali Akbar, Mother Rabab singing sadly lullaby for thirsty askar. Labbaik ya Hussein, 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 labbaik ya Hussein. The holy land of Karbala is a piece of heaven on earth. Inside the shrine of Abu al-Fazl is where I want to be my death. The holy land of Karbala is a piece of heaven on earth. Inside the shrine of Abu al-Fazl is where I want to be my death. لبيك يا حسين 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 لبيك يا حسين. صلوات اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وآل.
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيب الله السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين السلام عليك يا سيد وسي السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة الصالة العالمين السلام عليك يا حسين مجتبى السلام عليك يا عبا عبد الله السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليك يا علي بن موسى رضا ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك يا صاحب الزمان ورحمة الله وبركاته.
That was a beautiful majlis.
Indeed it was. And may Allah bless all of our ulama and scholars that lead these majalis of Azza of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. If you're interested to sponsor the majalis of Imam Hussein, you can go to our website, kissakids.org. There's a link there to make a donation. The link is also provided in the description section and on the chat section on Facebook. And now it's time for watching our friends at home speaking to Imam Hussein, followed by some very special clips made by CABTV. Sallallahu alayki ya Abu Abdullah.
Assalamu alaikum. I want to speak to Imam Hussein. I hope you can grant me a baby sister. I also hate all the evil people who have tortured you and your family. It brings me to tears to hear the stories. I also hope you can bless me and my big family, and so they can all go to heaven, including me. I also hope for a baby sister, and yes, goodbye.
Assalamu alaikum. I want to speak to Hazrat Hur. I want you to know that we will never forget your great sacrifice for Imam Hussein. Every year we remember your story reminds us that we can always come back to the way of the path of Allah after having made a mistake. You are the role model for all of us because of the choice you made.
بھی زندہ باد تھا یہ اب بھی زندہ باد ہے
حسین زندہ باد حسین زندہ باد حسین زندہ باد حسین زندہ باد
السلام علیکم My name is Hassan Askri. Because of COVID-19, all of the Imam Bargahs are closed and we can't go for majlis. So we wanted to bring a little bit of Karbala into our own home. This is our display. This is what the land of Karbala would have looked like on the first day of Muharram. We have the river Euphrates, the sand, and the palm trees. At this point, Imam Hussein's caravan is on their way to Karbala, but they haven't reached it yet. Also on the first of Muharram, we should remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam's cousin brother, Hazrat Muslim bin Akil. Imam Hussein loved him very, very much. So Imam Hussein sent him to Kufa to collect the oath of allegiance of the Kufans for Imam Hussein. When Hazrat Muslim bin Akil got there, he met many people that were supporting Imam Hussein and wanted to give their allegiance. So Muslim bin Akil wrote a letter to Imam Hussein saying, "Come quickly, the Kufans are supporting you." Then something bad happened. The governor of that time was Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. And he started threatening the Kufans, saying if they supported Imam Hussein any longer, he would kill them. Scared for their lives, the Kufans literally betrayed Hazrat Muslim bin Akir. He had no choice but to run and hide. He hid in the home of a soldier whose mother was a believing woman. So he stayed there and hid there. But then the soldiers of Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad found him, attacked him, and killed him. Hazrat Muslim bin Akil is considered the first martyr of Karbala. My condolences to Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the death of his cousin brother, his beloved Muslim bin Akil. Muharram has started and we should dress in black, put up black banners around our home and listen to majalis and nohas. Because of COVID-19, most of us are at home and cannot go to majlis, so this year will be very different. Actually, all of 2020 has been very different. So we should dedicate one room in our homes and put black signs, black banners, and black farsh on the floor. We can sit as a family at a set time and listen to majlis together, do some Muharram activity with little kids, and have the barak. Let's invite Bibi Fatima alayhi salam to our homes every day and commemorate the martyrdom of Abu Abdullah with her. May Allah give us tawfiq and success to follow Imam Hussein and the Ahlul Bayt and hasten the reappearance of our Imam Al-Mahdi. See you on the 2nd of Muharram.
Hussein zindabad, Hussein zindabad, Hussein zindabad, Hussein zindabad.
Once upon a time, there was a man by the name of Hur ibn Riyahi.
He was the commander of the Kufa army, the same army that had stopped Imam Hussein's caravan and forced the caravan to stop at Karbala, the spot at which Imam Hussein would be martyred along with 18 Banu Hashims. On the second Muharram, where Hur's army reached the caravan of Imam Hussein, a few miles outside of Kufa, Hur's men and his horses were very thirsty, and they requested water from Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein graciously granted them with water and also quenched the thirst of their horses. Nearly all of the water that Imam Hussein was traveling with had finished. Hur held the straps of Imam's horse and told our dear Imam that he was sent to stop the caravan from entering Kufa. Imam Hussein informed Hur that the desperate Muslims of Kufa had invited him. But because of the orders Hur had come with, he could not allow the Imam to continue. Instead, he followed the Imam with 1,000 men to a land that was called Nineveh, also known as Karbala. Imam Hussein's horse stopped there and would not go any further. When Imam Hussein found out that this place was called Karbala, he smiled and said, "These are the prophesied fields where my faithful companions, my family, and myself shall be killed after suffering 3 days of hunger and thirst." Imam Hussein and his followers set up tents. Hur's army stood alert not far from the Imam. In the coming days, the forces of Yazid were increased by thousands. According to different historians, the total force was up to 100,000 soldiers. They surrounded the Imam's camp, leaving the tired men, women, and children without water or food. Their cries of thirst echoed through the desert, and there were the cries that echoed in Hazrat Hur's head and made him turn towards the truth. On the morning of Ashura, just before dawn, Hazrat Hur, along with his son and a slave, rode to Imam Hussein's camp and begged for forgiveness. When he saw the gathered armies and their intentions, he thought that Imam Hussein would not have been in this situation had he not stopped Imam's journey. Hazrat Hur threw himself at Imam Hussein's feet and begged for forgiveness. As he felt ashamed for putting the Imam and his followers in danger before coming to the Imam, Hazrat Hur asked his slave to tie his hand with a rope. He can approach Imam Hussein as a criminal. Imam Hussein, being the supremely merciful man that he was, embraced Hazrat Hur, saying, "Hur, I forgive you. I promise that my grandfather, the Holy Prophet, also forgives you." Hur then asked the Imam if he would allow him to fight the enemies of Islam. And the Imam, being the most gracious of hosts, said, "Hur, you are my guest. How can I let you die for me?" Hur insisted, and the Imam granted him his wish. From that point on, Hazrat Hur fought on the side of Imam Hussein and finally lost his life while trying to keep Islam in its purest form. When Hur died, Imam Hussein reached his body and prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to honor this brave man who gave his life for Islam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As humans, we sometimes forget Allah and don't realize that He is watching us all the time. However, it's very important to keep that in mind so we don't do wrong easily. The Ahlul Bayt reminded us about this many times. Once a man came to Imam Hussein and said, "O grandson of the Prophet, I am someone who sins a lot. Teach me something so I stop sinning." Imam Hussein said, "Do one of these five things, and if you can, sin as much as you like. First, go to somewhere that Allah cannot see you. If you can find this place, sin as much as you like. Second, find a place that Allah is not in charge of it. If you can find this place, sin as much as you like. Third, find the food that Allah did not create. If you can find this food, sin as much as you like. Fourth, when the angel of death comes to take your life, stop him. If you can, sin as much as you like. Fifth, when the angel of hell takes you to hell for all sinning, stop him. If you can, sin as much as you like." Then the man realized that none of the five things Imam Hussein mentioned were possible. Why? Because Allah is everywhere. There is no place that we can hide and he won't see us. He is in control of everything. Nothing is missed by him. We cannot find a place where Allah is not in charge of. He is the creator of everything, including all food. All angels follow God's commands. Us as humans, we can't say no to an angel. The man then knew that sinning is not allowed because Allah is watching us and knows about it. Imam Hussein loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore Allah loved him. He gave everything for God, and that is why Allah had made so many people love Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein alayhi salam used to recite beautiful du'a, thanking Allah for everything we have. One example for this du'a is du'a of the day of Arafah on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. We should learn from what Imam Hussein said to make sure we stay away from sin and remember that Allah is watching us. We learn from the grandson of Prophet Muhammad that one way to show that we love Imam, that we love Allah, is to do whatever Allah has told us to do, including being kind to others, respecting our parents, seeking knowledge, doing what is wajib, and staying away from anything haram. This is one of the best ways to learn from his life. Therefore, my dear friends, we love Imam Hussein, and he teaches us how we can be the best Muslims we can be. He showed this to his family and companions, and they followed his footsteps. As-salamu ala al-Husayn, wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn, wa ala awlad al-Husayn, wa ala ashab al-Husayn. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us once again as we do some crafts to help us learn the lessons from Imam Hussein and from the event of Karbala, inshallah. Today, we are going to be making a craft about a bird. Now you might be wondering, how are birds going to help me learn about Imam Hussein and about Karbala? And that is a very good question. Well, let me ask you one question first. What do birds do that human beings cannot do? That's right, birds can fly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given birds wings that help them fly. But did you know that these wings that help them fly are something special? There's something special about them? Allah says in the Quran, "Have you not seen how Allah is glorified by everything in the heavens and the earth, and the birds spreading their wings? Each one of the birds knows its own form of prayer and praise, and Allah is aware of what they do." So when the birds are flying, they're not just flapping their wings to go up in the air, they're actually praising Allah. Subhanallah, isn't that amazing? Now, if you look at a bird and you see the way it flies, what does it do? It flaps its wings up and down. And when it does that, it's pushing the air below the wings, which helps them to move forward and go up into the air. Now we can learn a lot from the bird. First of all, we can learn about the importance of remembering and praising Allah in every single action that we do. And secondly, just as a bird pushes its wings up and down, we can also do something similar. What do I mean? We don't have any wings, so what can we do? Well, us human beings, in order to fly higher, to move closer towards Allah, we need to push down on something else, something that's called our nafs. Now, you might be wondering, what's the word nafs mean? Maybe you've heard it before. Nafs can have many meanings. One of the meanings of the word nafs is our bad desires. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, our bad desires are those things that maybe sometimes we want to do something, but we know that this is not a good thing. For example, maybe I see one of my friends eating non-halal food at school, and I'm thinking, that looks like some very yummy pepperoni pizza. My nafs tells me go eat some pizza, but I know that this is haram and that this isn't good for me. So this is something that I should not do. So in this case, I'm pushing down on that desire, right? I'm pushing down on my desire to want to eat the pepperoni pizza. And in doing so, what am I doing? I'm actually helping myself fly closer to Allah. And we see that this was a common trait in Imam Hussein and the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They knew that what they were doing would help them get closer to Allah. A lot of the companions and the family members of Imam Hussein in Karbala, did you know that Yazid's soldiers actually offered them money or positions of leadership if they gave up Imam Hussein and they came on Yazid's side? They said, you know, just leave Imam Hussein, I'll give you all the gold in the world. Now, it would have been very easy for them to follow their desires, to want that gold, to take that money, and to join Yazid's side. But what did they do? They pushed down on those desires, and instead, Allah raised them in the highest, will raise them in the highest levels of heaven with the shuhada and the companions of the Prophet, inshallah. One of these little boys who was in Karbala, his name was Abdullah bin Hassan. He was the son of our second Imam. Who's our second Imam? Imam Hassan alayhi salam, that's right. So Abdullah was the son of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And in the very last minutes, when Imam Hussein was all on his own in the battlefield, Abdullah, who was only about 11 years old, he ran out to the battlefield to protect his Imam, and he gave his life in the way of Allah and to protect his Imam. So we learn from Abdullah the importance of using these wings that Allah has given us to move closer towards Him by pushing down on our desires. So to help us remember this very important lesson, we are going to be creating birds today. So you are going to need a few things. First of all, you will need the Kissa Kids project booklet. And that is something that you can download online from our website, www.kissakids.org. Or if you'd like to purchase a hard copy, you can purchase that from Amazon, and the link is down below. So you are going to need, this is lesson 5 from the booklet. You're going to need the template, which is this bird template right here. Secondly, you're going to need some scissors. You're going to need something to color with. So you can use markers, crayons, colored pencils, anything you like. You will also need either some glue or some tape. And then you're going to need something to tie with, either string or yarn, or I use ribbon. And this is optional. You can have a hole punch if you have one. If not, I'll show you what you can do without it. So go ahead and quickly gather your things so that we can get started. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to do is that we are going to color our bird template. Now you can color this any way you like. I'm going to show you how I colored mine. I decided to choose different shades of blue to color mine with, and I actually just wrote, you can see over here, I wrote Ya Hussein on mine. So maybe you can write a message as well on yours if you'd like, or you can just color it or decorate it however you want. Next, once you've colored it nice and beautifully, we're going to go ahead and we are going to cut this out. So you're just going to cut along the outline. You're not going to cut anywhere in the middle. So we're going to bismillah. Oh, we forgot to say bismillah. So all together, remember, whenever we begin anything, we always remember Allah by saying bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We begin in the name of Allah, the all-kind, the all-merciful. And remember, if you ever forget to say it in the beginning, like how I did today, you can always say it in the middle or when you remember, because it's never too late to remember Allah. All right, so we're just going to go ahead and cut this out carefully along the lines. Okay, so now that we have both of our pieces cut out, the next step is folding and putting them together. So we are going to take the wings and we are going to fold these together. We're going to fold them on the dotted lines. So the first thing I'm going to do is, you see the dotted line in the middle? I'm just going to fold them right in half. Okay, just like that, I'm just folding them in half. Now, while these are folded, I'm going to fold again on the two dotted lines in the opposite way. So one way here, and then same thing over here. I'm just going to fold along the dotted line. Okay. And when I do this, I'll know I did it right because there'll be a little, you'll see a little triangle over here. Okay, so make sure you have that triangle and your wings are ready to be flapping like this. Okay, so once we have this done, now we are going to either glue or tape this to our bird. Now remember, yours is going to be nicely colored, not like mine. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm actually just going to, you can use glue and you would just put glue inside of the triangle. I'm going to use tape right now. So I'm just going to take some tape, and if you don't have glue, you can do this as well. And I'm going to put the triangle on either side so that my wings are on both sides of the bird. Okay, and I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to tape that there. Okay, so now when I do this, I have a bird that flaps its wings. Now you can go one step further and you can take some yarn, ribbon, or string. And what you will do is you'll just cut out a little bit of that. I'm just going to go ahead, I'm going to cut out some of this blue string. Okay, I have my string. And so now you have two ways of doing it. If you have a hole puncher, you can punch a hole on either side of the wing. And that's what I did here. I punched a hole and I tied the ribbon on the either side so that I can pull up the string and my bird flaps its wings. Or if you don't have a hole puncher, that's totally fine, because what we can do is we can actually just tape. I can take the ribbon and I can tape it to the end of the bird's wing on one side. And I'll do the same thing on the other side. You can see where I'm taping it. Okay, and then once I do this, I should have a bird whose wings flap when I pull up and down the strings. Now, what is this bird going to remind me of? This bird is going to remind me that just like Imam Hussein and his family and his companions and his children, one of the ways that I can learn from Allah's signs, Allah's beautiful bird, is by flapping down or pushing down on those desires that are not good for me. And I know that by doing so, I will be able to fly towards Allah and become closer to Him and inshallah reach my goal, which is to get to Jannah and heaven in the next world, inshallah. So you can make this beautiful craft, you can put it up in your room and always be reminded of one of these goals that you have. And we would love to see your bird. So if you want to show me right now, wow, those look really nice, mashallah. You can also go ahead and send us a picture and you can email that picture to risewithus@kissakids.org. And so you can email us a picture and please also include your name, your age, and where you're from, and inshallah, we can feature your craft and your picture on one of the future Muharram children's programs. Thank you so much for joining us today, and inshallah, we'll see you again soon. Assalamu alaikum.
10 years after the martyrdom of Mahdi and Majid, their father used to say that, I went back and I thought and thought and thought to think of one time that either Mahdi or Majid had said something disrespectful or done something that was disrespectful to me or their mother. And I couldn't remember anything. Mahdi and Majid were always very, very respectful towards their parents. Mahdi and Majid later became some of the martyrs of Islam. May Allah bless their souls. I hope that you enjoyed our episode tonight. We can't wait to be a guest at your house tomorrow night with another episode of Rise With Us. May Allah bless you. your family, and your community. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.